You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Linda Baker. She's with the Greater Arnold Business Association, and she is the 4th of July Parade Chairperson. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, Linda, let's talk about this beautiful 4th of July Parade that takes place in Arnold this Saturday morning. First off, what time does it start?
The parade starts sharp at 10. It'll be preceded by the Firecracker Mile, which was a foot race. And as soon as that is finished, the one-mile truck down the highway, the actual parade will begin right after that.
Tell us about the Grand Marshal this year.
The Grand Marshal is three people this year, very worthy. It's Nick, Scott, and Chris Self. They have our longtime residents here. Each in their own right have been major contributors to the well-being of the area, and they're, with the individual things, they also are supported by and involved with the Big Trees Market, but they on their own have done a major amount of things for the community here.
What is the parade route?
The parade route is really simple. It's on Highway 4. It begins at the top of Arnold, which is called the Arnold Byway, and it goes all the way downtown, such as town is, down to and ends at Cedar Center, which is where El Dorado Bank is, and it turns in, and that's the end of it. It's 1 mile long.
Well, this is Friday morning, and the parade takes place tomorrow. Is it too late for entries?
No, not at all. I'm taking everybody right up to the last second, if you will, and there are applications available on the website, cometoarnold.com. for last entries, and they can also call and say they want to be in. If we can't arrange to get the paperwork and things of that nature, you know, firmed up, I want everybody to be able to access this and get in, so it's not a problem.
What makes this parade special?
This is far more important than we've had in the past, because it's for the last 2 years we didn't have a parade. We had one parade that was put together off the highway because we didn't have the permits. They weren't being issued by the state to shut down any highways due to COVID. But this is the first parade in 2 years down the highway, and it's kind of like a reawakening for everyone. A lot of people in town coming up here to basically get rekindled with spirit, if you will, for the 4th of July and enjoy the lovely weather and everything we can offer.
Takes place tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Linda, is there anything else you would like to add?
Also, while we're doing the parade, after the parade, there are several other events going on. There is the Arts and Crafts Fair going on, which is on the Highway 4. After the parade is over, starting at 4:30, the Firemen's Association will be having their barbecue in Cedar Center, and they will have barbecued, and they're going to have music and dancing. So people who just happen to mosey along can also get involved with that and participate with them as well. But there'll be a lot of nice, good vibes going on up and down the highway, so it'll be fun for everybody.
Linda Baker, I always enjoy speaking with you.
Thank you so much for your support, Mark. We appreciate your listeners as well.